Boy, we have a very important day today. First, let us tell you about our spotlight sponsor. It's Home Title Lock. And this is something Stu brought to my attention along with Pat. And I just couldn't believe that this is what's happening.
It is hard to believe that you can file a couple of pieces of paperwork and take someone's home. But, you know, this is what is going on. People can get access to your data. They can forge a transfer with a nice little fake notary from the internet for like $40.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can control your home, and you're not going to know about it. You're not looking at your documents every day. You wouldn't even know. And so then you get these late payment notices because someone's taken out a mortgage, a second mortgage against your equity. And that's where really the pain starts. You want to avoid that if at all possible.
Yeah.
With Home Title Lock.
Home Title Lock. You can sign up now at HomeTitleLock.com. It's a $100 search for free when you sign up. This is not something that just you need. It is also something that everybody in your family, especially your parents, need, especially if they've paid a lot of their mortgage off already. Don't lose your home. HomeTitleLock.com. Right in.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome, America, to a very important day. It is May Day. As we have reports today from the FBI that says Antifa activists have tried to buy weapons from Mexican cartels to stage an armed rebellion at our border. Chris Cuomo is saying that aspects of Antifa is good. As we are clamoring to grab onto socialism, Venezuela is fighting for their lives to get out of it. Where do we stand, America? Tonight, a very important special. It's going to be made for free everywhere. YouTube, Facebook, Blaze TV. We just want you to watch it. It is so vital in our country's history that we understand exactly where we are. We begin there. Socialism, a warning from the dead in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I have to tell you, I had a hard time sleeping last night. I for multiple reasons, but there are things that I need to talk to you about today, one-on-one, human to human. And I feel so overwhelmed by it, because I've felt this before. I felt the same exact way when I said, there's a caliphate coming. And I need your help getting the word out today. But I was up all night tossing and turning and couldn't sleep and all kinds of things happening. And now I'm sitting in this X chair and I need a better chair than this. No, I don't mean that. I need a different chair than I need an uncomfortable chair, or I'm going to fall directly to sleep. On this special tonight, I'm also going to be sitting in my X chair. I will fall right to sleep because it is the most comfortable chair and it keeps you upright. I mean, it gives you the right
posture. Yeah.
So it's like Stu actually said to me yesterday, you know, he freaked out and in my ear I hear, are you awake? This is true, is it not?
It happened on the air yesterday.
He thought I was dead asleep. And you know, that could be, but it wasn't the case. I was just listening to the guest and I had my eyes closed, but these chairs are so comfortable. You could fall dead asleep in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe if you're a boss, you don't want to buy these X chairs for people, but, I suggest you do because they're great.
They're very comfortable, but you can still actually get work done.
You can get work done in them. XChairBeck.com. Call 844-4XChair. 844-4XChair. Get $100 off right now at XChairBeck.com. Imagine a darkness, something darker and scarier than the deepest parts of the ocean. Darker than that awful darkness of space, the darkness of night, a house shackled by darkness because there isn't any electricity, and there hasn't been for months. But then again, that's not the dark I'm talking about.
The real dark is the dark part that lives inside of you. The things that you now have to do on a daily basis just to stay alive. Around the corner, you hear the bestial shouts from a Caracas jail. The prisoners have taken over, at least that's what you hear. They feel they can do a better job of controlling themselves than whoever has been doing it lately. It was 100 years ago that this country was lavished in wealth. Not too long ago, you too were rich. You were healthy in that chubby 19th century Russian diplomat way. You ate well. You probably ate too much. Black turtle beans and fried bananas. Asado negro. You drool just thinking of the tender shredded beef and the carrot and oregano tinged broth. You strode through steakhouses on special occasions. You ate T-bones like a Texan. You drank Chilean wines, Malbec from Argentina. Occasionally, a glass of cognac. Not because you were drunk, but because you could. Because you enjoyed the sprouting goodness that life had to offer. Man, that life, it seemed like it was never going to end. Now look at yourself. You're a bag of bones. Bones jutting out like false teeth. At times, you think about all the energy you waste just breathing. What happened? Now you can barely afford a single egg. One egg. Eggs that fall out of the backsides of chickens, and I can't afford it? Your mouth quivers at the thought of a fried egg tender. So tender it pops open with just the prod of a fork oozing onto the fried papaya and rotisserie chicken. You've lost 120 pounds since it all started going to hell. And now, you're in it. Firmly. You weren't rich, you were middle class. Lower middle class, even. That's just how good things used to be. Although there was always the cinder block hovels that you can see from the plane as you land in Caracas. But now it has spread. The office, where you used to work as an accountant, it's now empty, abandoned, overtaken by squatters. People like you, who lost everything, who limp a little more each day toward their death. Men all in black now patrol the streets with shotguns, black bulletproof vests and black tarp-like shirts and black pants, black military boots. People hamper cars in the street because there's nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Gasping a bit, you rest below a crucifix statue, the left tilting head of Christ emblazoned in a soft and sad light, the burnished rise of daylight breathing into a new day. Looking at Christ, perhaps for the first time you understand suffering. You understand his defeated look, the look of hopelessness and violence and death. The hopelessness of surrendering, and surrendering until it stops mattering. You hope. You have that one hope left that all things will change. But you really hope that just anything begins to change. It was all so promising at the beginning. Everybody was going to be able to live the high life. And now, only a handful are, and they are the ones that live behind the gates. This, you think to yourself, this is the socialist utopia they promised all of us as Venezuelans? As you sit there under the statue, you begin to replay it all in your mind and wonder, where are all those Americans, those celebrities, those from Hollywood that praised our leaders and helped convince us that this was the road to prosperity? I wonder what they're eating tonight.
You know, I saw something on MSNBC yesterday. They were giving the Venezuela coverage. In case you don't know, Venezuela is in revolution today. People are being killed today on the streets. And I was watching MSNBC, a network that has held up Venezuela, Hugo Chavez and Maduro as the future, held them up for us to see as socialism was our future. It was what we needed to do. It was what's going to repair our health care, our country. It's going to make everyone equal. Yes, socialism makes everyone equal, equally miserable, equally hungry, and eventually equally dead. I want to play you a clip from MSNBC yesterday. Listen to this.
With the help of Russia and other outside forces, Maduro is hanging on.
And not only hanging on, but he appears to still control the military. You have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that is open to everybody. So if the military have the guns, they have the power. And as long as Nicolas Maduro controls the military, he controls the country.
That needs to be played at the top of every hour, on every station, every hour, all the time. At the same time, we all feel, but if you are on the left, you feel that Donald Trump is such a danger that he is a fascist. You call him a Nazi, a fascist. And at the same time, you say, get rid of guns. Both sides in this country are afraid of fascism, communism, authoritarianism. Call it what you want. And we're talking about giving up our guns? We're talking about, thank God we have the Second Amendment. And I mean that sincerely. Thank God today. America, pull back from the brink. America, wake up, humble yourself, humble yourself. You know why we're having this struggle? Because we're so arrogant as a nation, we don't even remember how kind God has been to us. We don't even remember, we can't even see anymore how much we have. All we think is what we don't have. And we're thinking about giving up our guns. I'm proud to have a sponsor of this half hour of the program. It's the USCCA. It is the United States Concealed Carry Association. My sister was in a theater on Sunday. My sister, she was two rows behind a guy who said he had a bomb and was going to take everybody up to Jesus. There was a man in the theater, just an ordinary citizen with a concealed carry. He had a concealed gun. He held that man on his knees until police arrived. In San Diego, the day before, a madman walked into a synagogue. He started shooting. He shot one person who jumped in front of the rabbi, gave her life for his. And in that time, the good guy with the gun stopped this would-be mass murderer. And we're thinking about giving up our guns? America, is there a greater gift to you than Venezuela? What's happening in Venezuela? We have no empathy anymore. How did you sleep last night? Last night I went home. And we had a friend over, and the first thing I said to my friend, because we have been paying attention to Venezuela, The first thing I said to them was, people are dying right now just to be free, just to have what we have. And I don't mean stuff. I mean freedom. Anyway, let me get to the commercial. USCCA, they are dedicated to educating, training, and legally protecting Americans like you. This week, they're giving you something free. They're giving a guidebook and an audiobook of exactly what to do in situations where someone comes in and has a gun. It's the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's 164 pages. They've even made it in an audiobook so you can listen to it. It's 100% free. How can you see the attackers before they see you? How can you survive a mass shooting scenario? Where is the best tactical place to be in a public area? Crazy things that we shouldn't have to think about. We never had to think about them in this country. What have we lost, America, that kept us from the brink of insanity? Please turn back to God. Please beg him for forgiveness. Please ask him to heal our land. It is the only answer. In the meantime, get a guide on how you can protect your family with the USCCA's defense checklist and textbook. All you have to do is just text the word BECK to 87222 right now. Claim your free guide. They'll educate you. They'll help you. They'll protect you. BECK, B-E-C-K, 87222 is the number you text BECK to. 87222. The word BECK. 10 seconds, station ID. Personal note, I'm a little, I'm out of sorts today. I spent last 2 days finalizing the script for tonight's broadcast. And I knew last night when we finished rehearsal, I knew I hadn't felt what I felt last night since I was telling you that a caliphate was coming. And at that time, I had the arm of Fox, and I knew it could be heard. Tonight, I have my humble little platform, The Blaze. I have YouTube, and I have Facebook, and I've made it free. But with the algorithms, yesterday during the broadcast, I was told, if you use some of these pieces, they're going to say that you're violating copyright laws. And right now, they're going after Steven Crowder. They're going after The Blaze on YouTube. They're going after us because of copyright laws, and copyright laws should be respected. But in our business, there is something called fair use. And what that means is if you are a news program and you're trying to say, here's what this person said, here's what this person did, or here's what it's like, you can use a specific number of seconds to be able to show it as long as you credit the source. But for all of the videos that you may have watched on YouTube that have scenes from Marvel, that have people talking to you about Star Wars, those don't seem to be a problem. The problem is The Blaze. The problem is Steven Crowder. The problem is Glenn Beck. The problem is Mark Levin. And what I'm warning you about tonight is what is coming, and I know it to be true. And I know that whoever is supposed to see it will see it. And I know this audience will help spread the word. I've made it for free. We're being demonetized, so I'm not making any money on this special by putting it on YouTube. I never will make money on this. It's taken us almost 2 months to put it together. But I've chosen to put it in front of the paywall because it has to be seen. It has to be heard. But I don't know how somebody stays in business, and I don't know how our voices are going to survive if America doesn't wake up. Darkness is gathering. Our children, I believe, this is the hero generation. The one that's growing up right now, it's the hero generation. It's the generation that is going to save us. You see it in them. They come out squirrely. They come out defiant. Why? Because they're coming out with backbone. They're coming out with fight in them. They're coming out prepared, spiritually prepared. And everything in this world is tearing them down. Our kids are killing themselves at record rates. Why? Because nothing has meaning. Because life has no purpose. Because there is no right and wrong. There is no man and woman. There are no relationships. I want to talk to you today about a real evil that is killing our kids. And it's not a coincidence that our kids are feeling so discouraged right now that they're killing themselves in record numbers. It's not a coincidence. More on this coming up.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
I want you to please get your financial house in order. There are things that we're going to have to worry about that we're not worrying about right now. And the last thing you want to do is add another log on the fire because you've not been financially smart. Now, you may have purchased your house on a variable mortgage. Well, that was great while the interest rates were low, but interest rates can change and change overnight, and your house all of a sudden will become very unaffordable, and you won't be able to change it once the rates come because you won't be able to afford it. And I think these rates are going to happen at the same time. Loans are going to get harder to get. Remember what it was like in 2008. It's coming again, except this time I think it's going to be worse. Get yourself into a good financial place. Get yourself a consolidation loan and get those high interest mortgage rates off you, or get a fixed loan for your mortgage itself. 10-minute phone call to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. Please do it now. 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
Tonight is the big special. We encourage you to sign up at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the code GB20OFF to get $20 off your subscription.
After a childhood full of unsuccessful attempts to pull the wool over mom's eyes, I don't think really mom is going to miss that last-minute Mother's Day gift and really think that that was something truly thoughtful. This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything other than really thoughtful. Right now, the biggest and the brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com will do the job. They have amazing offers on a beautiful Mother's Day bouquet and arrangement starting at $29.99. With an amazing selection of sweets and treats and bouquets, really anything that you can think of, 1-800-Flowers has it. for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements start now at $29.99, an amazing offer, but you have to order today. Make sure you lock in this offer, only good while supplies last. After you've chosen the gorgeous bouquet or arrangement, just pick a delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 1-800-Flowers. Trust them to make mom feel loved. To order beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquets starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck. Order today. Save at 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck.
I'm going to be a little unconventional. I'm going to do a little something that's not real commercial or even really liked. But, you know, that's kind of my thing. I want to speak to you sincerely, and I ask that you just listen to me before you roll your eyes or reject or anything. I just need you to listen to me for a second. Our children are killing themselves. Suicide rates for kids going through the roof. Some of the best, most valiant kids I've ever met are having suicidal thoughts. People that you are like, what? How is that even possible? I've had two suicides in my family. I have contemplated suicide myself when I was younger. So I understand it, and I understand how unreasonable it is, and I understand the difference between regular depression and clinical depression. I know what the mind can do, but there is something happening. Now, I'm going to frame this in a story. I'm going to frame this in a story that we've all heard if we grew up in a religious family at all. That there was a great war in heaven, and a third of the angels were lost. And the reason why a third of the angels lost is because this great war was about freedom of choice, free will. And Satan, who was an angel up with God, said, I can fix this. I can fix this. I can. All the bodies that you send down, all the souls that you send down, they're not going to be able to have any kind of redemption because they're going to be so dirty. They're going to fail. There's going to be so much suffering. And they're going to fail and they won't be able to come back to heaven. And so, God, just give me all the credit. I'll bring every single one of them back. They're going to have to do exactly what I say. And they won't have free will. But I'll bring them all back. And that's when Jesus comes in and says, no, they have to have free will. They have to make their own decisions. They have to chart their own course. I'll go down and I'll pay the price so they can come back. And this great war in heaven happens. And I've always been puzzled. A third of the angels, you're standing there singing praises. And somehow or another, this one guy convinces you that the guy you've been in the heavenly host singing praises for, you turn on? How is that possible? There's only one way it's possible. For someone to stand up and say, this God that you worship has no compassion. Has he no empathy? Is this just a game to him? He's going to send people into a war, and they're going to be battered and bruised, and some of them will lose. They're going to have massive pain and suffering, and all he has to do is take away their free will, and he won't do it. What kind of God are we worshiping? That argument is being had again, and it's happening here, right now. And it's being wrapped in the same lie: compassion, love, empathy, ending suffering. All you have to do is do what the leader tells you to do. And he'll make sure everyone comes home. Now, know that you're not going to have the bright days and the and the wild swings up, but you're also not going to have the wild swings down as a collective. How can you possibly, if you are a thinking, feeling human being, not see that? Because I am a thinking, feeling, individual human being. God created all men with certain inalienable rights. Among them, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness means that we have a right to fail. Nothing in my life has ever come good, really worthy, without a struggle. My marriage, my children. Do I pray, God, please just make those teenagers shut up for half a second? Yes, I do. But because of my teenagers' struggles, I'm a better dad. I'm a more empathetic man. What is happening to us right now is evil. There is no two ways about it. Socialism is evil. It takes away man's right to free will. It is a bloodlust. It ends the same way every time. It ends the way it does in Venezuela. And how can I possibly say that? Well, let me give you three authoritarian regimes. One, China. Do you remember the man that stood in front of the tank? Two, ISIS. Do you remember what happened in Nice where they took a truck and just drove it into people? Because people don't matter. And yesterday in Venezuela, the military just took a military truck and drove it into a crowd of people. It's a bloodlust. Is it a coincidence that an ancient evil that is against your free will, that all of our legends and stories, all of our religions revolve around this one story of freedom of choice? And it's an ancient battle that is the first battle that we ever know about? And that now people are trying to take away your freedom of choice? And it's wrapped in goodness? Satan doesn't come with horns and a red suit. He comes dressed in a Hugo Boss SS uniform. It looks sexy and seductive. It looks great. It's surrounded with propaganda and love and compassion. How can we let these poor people live? They have no quality of life. Is it a coincidence that socialism, the ancient battle of choice, also every single time comes with the ancient battle against the Jew? No time in history are we looking at socialists that don't turn anti-Semitic. Why? Why? Coincidence? Or ancient evil? There's one more thing. In my faith, and I want you to hear this clearly, I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, meaning what I believe is that we are living in the latter days. We're living in the last dispensation before the great change of love and Christ comes to earth. But in our theology, in our doctrine, we believe that everyone here on earth is here for a reason. Everyone, you, your children, the children yet to be born, they're all coming for a reason. And you were born at this time for a reason, and you have a job to do. And our children are coming out either extraordinarily good, with the biggest hearts you've ever seen. Good, decent, caring, loving children that are beyond anything I've ever seen. Or they're coming out ornery as hell. Why? Our doctrine teaches us because these are the most righteous in the war in heaven. These are the ones who are on the front lines. They've already fought this battle before. And in the latter days, they have been saved for these days. Because we need those valiant ones to lead us crumb bums that just kind of stood in the back, or we're kind of there, but we weren't the leaders. Our children are. And they're coming out with everything that they need. And now that the world is being swept in darkness, being swept by this ancient evil, being swept by ideology that is dressed up to be so beautiful and caring and loving, and it is about authoritarianism. You will do it our way or you will die. And it's telling our children now, and it's using every tool that is meant for good to teach them that there's nothing to live for, that they're meaningless, that there is no right and wrong, that they have no purpose. They do. They do. There is no ballot measure that is going to change this. There is no party, no candidate that will change this. Until we recognize what we're dealing with and we call it out by name. Authoritarianism, be that fascism, communism, yes, socialism, not a giant welfare state. That is compassion. In my opinion, it is misplaced, but it is compassion nonetheless. Authoritarianism in any form is evil. And we have to stop arguing about things that are second principles. We have to humble ourselves, turn around, face God, and say, I'm sorry. Somehow or another, I got lost. I'm sorry. Somehow or another, we all got lost. I see what's happening. Don't talk to me about climate change. Don't talk to me about climate change unless you're a vegan, unless you don't fly, unless you don't have a car. Don't tell me something that you are passionate about that you say is going to destroy all of us unless you're living it. Don't talk to me about religious persecution unless you are working to free the slaves, the Christian slaves, the Jewish people that are being slaughtered, and yes, the Muslims in China that are being put into concentration camps. Don't talk to me about religious freedom. I'm tired of tweets. I'm tired of social media. I want to be surrounded by people who will put their faith in God, who will put their faith into practice, and will be who they were born to be. All right, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsor this half hour. It's ZipRecruiter. Hiring is a real challenge. Especially if you're me. I mean, not a lot of people, I think, want to work with me. So especially on days like today, this is a place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. And that place is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter/Beck. Use it right now. It sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. They don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss the right match. Please try it. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Try it today. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. We have tonight our special on socialism. It's a message from the dead, and I've made this free. I've tried to put everything we have into it. It's a very important special, and I urge you to watch it. In fact, I'm not only making it for free, I'm asking you to join us at The Blaze, and we're doubling our offer tonight only. Just enter the promo code GB20OFF. And you'll be able to subscribing at $20 off your yearly subscription.
So you're saying you're not sure on socialism and whether or not we should adopt that.
Yeah.
You're kind of iffy on that a little bit.
Pat, wait until you see this case. That
I mean, I'm excited about it.
7 p.m. Eastern. It's live and it's on YouTube and Facebook and Blaze TV.
I'd love to see you come back tomorrow, Pat, after watching it and see if you think this is legitimate. I mean, it's scary.
We get so close to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have all looked at it. We rehearsed it last night and I just kept looking over to Stu and we were just like, good heavens, man,
it's all put together.
Is a strong case.
I mean, it's really about talking about, you know, turning a capitalist country to a socialist one within 3 years, and it's already worked. Like, this is a plan that has actually already worked in the past,
and we saw it work in a slower fashion with Venezuela, but it's exactly the same pattern, and we're repeating it exactly. I mean, it's it's as if, and I don't think people are using this as a blueprint. It was designed to be a blueprint, but I don't think anybody on the left is using this as a blueprint. Maybe they are, but one way or another, they're executing it exactly the way it's been done.
Frightening.
Truly frightening.
It's frightening. And, you know, people think Denmark, that's not
the
goal. It's not socialist.
It's not socialist. No. That is a free market with a very large welfare state.
Right.
There's a huge difference.
You need to think Venezuela.
Yes.
You need to think China. You need to think the Soviet Union.
National socialism, Franco and Spain. That's what's coming our way. Let me talk to you a little bit about realestateagentsitrust.com. Do we have time? Realestateagentsitrust. These are the people that will sell your house for the right amount of money and on time. They are going to work and bust their butts for you. They are the best in the nation. We will pair you with a person who is right to sell or to help you buy your next home. All you have to do is go to realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. Please do it now. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Venezuela is on fire. By the way, it's May Day. Did you know that Netflix is running a new documentary on Ocasio-Cortez? And all of these people that were challenging the Democrats, they weren't challenging Republicans. They were challenging Democrats. They are the socialists. They are the radicals, the new face of the Democratic Party, a new Congress. And their special came out today. Coincidentally, it's May Day. If you don't think that that is an important day for socialists and communists, why are the uprisings happening in Venezuela on May Day? We mark the occasion as well tonight with a documentary, Socialism, A Message from the Dead. It's a live special tonight. It begins at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. It is free on Blaze TV. It is free on Facebook. It is free on YouTube. Please gather your friends, your family, anyone who is trying to figure out what is going on in our country and what are we really facing. Please watch it tonight. More on that and Venezuela. What is happening in Venezuela all this hour?
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
LifeLock is our sponsor this half hour. There are so many things that we have to worry about. And you know, the one thing I want to do, this is why capitalism is so great. The free market is so great. If you are aligned with moral principles, the free market is the greatest charity or the greatest lifesaver in the world. What did people need? Medicine. So we came up with ways to make medicine and make it cheap and send it all around the world. What did people need? Food. So the free market came up with a way to grow food, unlike people that ever had food before. We're feeding the world. We've brought a billion people out of extreme poverty in the last 10 or 15 years because of the free market. When you really care about your customer and you think, what is it that they're struggling with? You're in business for a very long time. And that is LifeLock. They were the first on the scene. I remember them back in the 90s when I'm like, who's going to steal my social security number? Who cares? Now, everything about you is for sale on the dark web. And if you don't have somebody watching over you, your information is going to be used and it will come and bite you. LifeLock is there to protect you. So the free market system is working again. What are you worried about? Well, you shouldn't be worried about your identity. Jeez, I've got bigger things to worry about. Can I just pay a very small monthly fee to these people over here and they'll watch out for me? Yes. The name of that company is LifeLock. They're the best. Use the promo code Beck and save 10%. Nobody can, you know, monitor all transactions at all businesses and all that crap, but they're the best at what they do. And they have a U.S.-based specialist that will help fix a problem if one comes your way. It's LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck. Socialism is on the rise. Despite being responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people. Such secrets you keep. The full collapse of the Soviet Union, the crumbling nations of North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, the totalitarian police state of China. Socialists are coming out of the shadows. They're claiming virtue, moral superiority. It's already infiltrated our government. It's dismantled our values, brick by devastating brick. I talk to people all the time. They'll say, oh, we don't have anything to worry about. It can't happen here. The Constitution will save us. We found a document that was smuggled into the United States through the Iron Curtain in 1960. My researchers found it again. It's the blueprint of how to legally and within the framework of our own system take over a country and flip it. We see it for what it is. A roadmap to socialism. A warning from the dead. It is May Day, and that is the name of our special that is happening tonight, airing everywhere. It is socialism, a warning from the dead. When you see what we have uncovered and the case that we make, it is one that we have spent 2 months working on, and tonight you'll be able to see it live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us. One of the groups that has really been helping us on this to help find experts and people who witnessed this and people who have seen it to make sure that we get this story right is Marion Smith. He's the executive director of Victims of Communism, and he joins us now. Hello, Marion. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. Great to be with you.
I'm so grateful for the help that you have given us on this and for what you do. If people don't know what your organization is or does, could you please explain? Are you there, Marion?
It's a question he was not prepared to answer. Huh?
I guess. It only gets harder from here.
No, he had a problem with the phone line there, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a great organization. They've been talking, we've dealt with them for quite a long time, working back to even the Fox days, going through.
When we did our communism special on Fox, mm-hmm. which was, it was not really even this. I think that was a really good special. Mm-hmm. This is much more geared right to today on what's happening. But we wanted to make sure that we had this historically accurate. And Marion's back with us. Marion, tell us what your organization does.
Well, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation was authorized by a unanimous act of Congress in 1993. And the mandate was to educate Americans about the history of communist regimes around the world and to memorialize the victims of those regimes. And that's some 100 million people who have been killed by some 40 communist socialist regimes around the world since 1917.
Marion, tell us the difference between communism and socialism, or just define socialism. What is socialism? Because people think it's Denmark or Sweden.
Right. Well, I mean, if you go back to Marx and Engels, they didn't really define the difference between socialism and communism. Both, of course, include the rejection of individual liberty in favor of collective justice. And the abolition of private property, that's central to both communism and socialism. Marx said that communism would be the sort of end goal, the kind of utopian phase where government would no longer be needed and the state would wither away. So you could say in a certain sense that socialists are headed towards communism in the way that Christians might be headed to heaven.
People,
Lenin.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Lenin realized immediately after establishing power in Russia that communism was so far away from the reality of human existence that he established the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics and put communism, you know, off into a distant future. But he did maintain the Marxist theory, and in his words, the end goal of socialism is communism.
So, you know, I have a new look at this because of the special that we've done, that Marx and Engels talked about socialism and communism as really a two-step process. Socialism is what gets you to communism. And communism, we believe that communism is this horrible authoritarian, you know, slaughterhouse. But that's not communism. Communism, really, when people say, well, communism was never done right or socialism was never done right. No. Communism has never been achieved, true communism, because that's the end goal. That's the higher law, if you will, where everything is given to the people and everything's this socialist utopia. That's communism, not the one with the jackbooted thugs. Socialism is the one that cleanses society, does all the hard work, heavy lifting, gets people on board, and then it gives birth to communism. Would you agree with that explanation?
Well, absolutely. Historically, that's exactly how it's played out. It's been socialists in power, working for the Communist Party, who have, you know, committed the atrocities, implemented the failed policies, all in the name of ideologically getting the people towards communism. And many of them are, I guess, cynical. I don't think Stalin was a true believer in Marxism, right, but he did understand that it was a very useful ideology of power, because it took philosophy and morality back to, you know, of almost a pre-pagan era where might is right again, and there's absolutely no transcendent power or truth by which the standards of the rule can be judged.
Stu, last night I watched, what was the movie,
Downfall.
The Downfall.
Yeah.
And it's this, you've seen it, it's the one, Jay Leno can't be the replacement, you know, whatever it is.
The Hitler movie.
The
subtitles that everyone kind of ruined online.
Correct. Yeah. That is a powerful movie. I'd not watched it. Yesterday, Stu, we were talking about National Socialism. I've got to play a couple of clips if we can find an English translation or at least just read the text from it. At one point, if you remember right, they go in and Goebbels is his wife and he are going to kill the children. And she's talking and she said, I've got to kill the children. There is nothing left without National Socialism. And Hitler is talking about National Socialism and how it is the answer to everything. And people, Marion, say that that the Nazis were not socialists. They were clearly socialists.
Absolutely. You know, you have national socialism, then we saw international socialism, and now we're seeing democratic socialism. But the most important word in the description is socialism, and that is a philosophy and ideology that is antithetical to human flourishing because it denies fundamental aspects of human nature. And so it hasn't worked, you know, anywhere. And I think a lot of people weren't quite sure what democratic socialism was going to be, but we've seen it play out in Venezuela and now Nicaragua, and it's very clear that it's the same form of
yes.
Of terror and tyranny and eventually totalitarianism that both national socialism and international socialism, left us in the 20th century.
As you document the victims of communism, that's your, you know, Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, as you talk to these people, and I've talked to several of them myself, they cannot understand what Americans are thinking right now. Your job must be in some ways really fulfilling because you talk to these people who survived craziness. But it also must be extremely frustrating because I've met some of the victims and they just look at us like we're insane.
You're right. I mean, anybody who's lived through a socialist system, lived under the rule of a communist party, they know Marxist rhetoric when they hear it. They know class envy. Mm-hmm. They know the language of hatred when they hear it. And, you know, they're astounded when they see that a majority of millennials in the United States say they would prefer to live in either a socialist or a communist country as opposed to a capitalist one. And one of the great privileges of my job is to be able to meet with ordinary heroes who survived the atrocities from Ethiopia to Cuba to Laos and Poland and Vietnam. Tens of millions of them made their way to the United States. And it is a meaningful task to try to connect those survivors, those witnesses of communism with teachers and students and millennials and Gen Zers in the United States so that they can realize, they can hear the stories, right? Because, you know, we're really not talking about, you know, mathematics and logic and the historical record when we're debating socialism. This rage for socialism really is a very emotional argument, you know, devoid of facts and based on ignorance, I think, for the majority of people. Although there are some dyed and wool hard Marxists who are becoming very active these days and taking advantage of it. But I think when younger people realize that if you start with a desire to make the world better and provide opportunity and freedom and equality for human beings, there's no way you can end up thinking socialism is the path forward. It is the anti-progress, the anti-justice, the anti-equality ideology that has brought more suffering and poverty and destruction to the world than any other set of ideas in human history.
Only behind disease and infection for the number of people killed in the 20th century. Marion Smith, the executive director of Victims of Communism, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your hard work. And thank you so much for always being there to receive our phone call when we are calling and saying, we have to understand this, and we appreciate all that you have done for us. Thank you so much, Marion.
Thank you.
Well, it's going to be a long night tonight. We've got the socialism special coming up tonight. Got to go. Starts at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can sign up at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20 off.
Save 20% tonight. Right now, if you just go to blazetv.com, use the promo code GB20 off. That's 20 off.
Perhaps the biggest help in our special tonight was we just heard from the Victims of Communism Memorial. The unsung hero tonight, however, will be Dawn to Dusk. Dawn to Dusk from Brick House Nutrition is a 10-hour energy supplement, which is great because it gives you a boost of energy, increases your focus. When you have a long day at work, when you know you're in the middle of of something where you need to actually keep that mental focus for a long period of time.
So in 2 hours, I'm going to need some because it starts at 7 central.
We just
and
the
I need
calculation.
It to go a little longer.
You're actually doing the calculation. I see Glenny's like he's doing his accounting or something over there. Yeah. That's what he was figuring out. You got to try this stuff because it doesn't, you know, if you've ever had... If you're one of these people that's addicted to energy drinks, like I have been at times, if you're a big coffee drinker, this doesn't have the crash for those things. It doesn't cause jitters. It's great. We really love it here, and it's going to get us through the night. Dawn to Dusk from Brickhouse Nutrition. Go to BrickhouseGlenn.com and get 15% off when you use the offer code GLENN or call them 833-RING-BHN for Brickhouse Nutrition. Dawn to Dusk is 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, so there's nothing to lose. Go to BrickHouseGlenn.com or 833-RING-BHN.
We break 10 seconds, station ID. We're bringing Jason Buttrill in with us, and Jason is our head researcher. He watches over, all of the things that are military related and strategic for us. He has been on Venezuela for, ever since I've known you, we've been working on Venezuela. Can you give me an update on what's happening in Venezuela today?
Yes. And I think it's important before we even talk about what's going on is to, because words matter in this. And I've seen a lot of people talk about this as being a coup. This is not a coup. The only coup that happened was when Maduro did not step down. That was the original coup that took place. The about 50 nations in the world recognize Guaido as the actual interim president, the legitimate government. So this is not a coup. This is them trying to take the government back that has been stolen from them. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. But when we talk about this in these terms, I'm going to use coup language because that's how really it's going to be for them to take power back, because the state controls everything right now.
Tell us what start because we're gonna have to take a break and then we'll come back and have you lay it all out. Start with what happened yesterday. He was about to get on a plane, Maduro, and leave the country. Do you know if that's true?
I think that's absolutely true. Actually, Maduro has denied that. The report was that he was going to go to Cuba, actually, and the Russians told him not to. Why do I think that's true? I think that's true because a big flip in the military and intelligence services within Maduro's regime happened yesterday. So think about if the KGB flipped on Khrushchev or someone. Mm-hmm. That's what just happened yesterday. So their head of their secret police, their KGB, if you will, he flipped yesterday. So if you want to know about some of this inside information that's coming, I think there's a very strong possibility it could be coming from him.
So he flipped against Maduro.
Yes. That happened yesterday.
That's a big deal, right?
Very big deal. The protests that happened in 2014, 2017 that could have done what's going on now, the state security were the ones that fired the first shots.
So is state security now against Maduro?
Yes. At least their leader is.
That's a very big deal.
Very big.
But the military, the National Guard now and state security... But the military, the banking system, and the media is still under control of Maduro, right?
Which is crucial. That is absolutely crucial.
And crazy that Maduro wasn't on television yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably thinking this could be it.
Aren't the media run out of his palace?
That's just so crazy. That's insane.
But he has access to all of it right from
there.
Right
from the palace.
Right, so he could go on TV, and they were surprised he wasn't. And we should also mention the dramatic moment yesterday, you don't say this often, on CNN, with Mike Pompeo calling out Russia, for their role in...
No, they're in collusion with Russia.
Yeah, I don't see this collusion. They're outwardly calling out the nation on live television.
Yeah, saying that they are part of this. So there is the old Soviet socialist republic that wants to come roaring back as a bear, and we'll have more on that coming up.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
You know, I've been talking a lot about the free market today, and SimpliSafe is another great product of the free market done right. Here's a group of people that were just trying to help friends in a neighborhood. They were all going to college. I think it was MIT or Harvard. Their apartments were being broken into because they were rental apartments and they were students. They weren't going to live there for very much longer. They couldn't put an alarm system in because they couldn't have the contract. They couldn't wire, blah, blah, blah. So they went to a friend and said, hey, can you come up with something? He said, yeah, I think so. And he's a tinkerer. He's an inventor. So he invented a security system that would call police and alert everybody. And it was not wired and it was, you know, wireless and it would, you know, do everything without even a telephone line. Well, it caught on in the neighborhood and he realized, holy cow, a lot of people could use this. Now that's SimpliSafe. 3 million people are protected. It is top of the line. It is the newest way to do it, the safest way to secure. It's comprehensive. It's $15 a month for the security to, you know, the 24-hour watch. It's at SimpliSafeBeck.com. Save 10% off the system now. SimpliSafeBeck.com.
We've been talking about it all day. Socialism, a message from the dead, happens tonight. You can see it for free at YouTube, Blaze TV, Facebook.com/Glenn Beck. Go there. Do it tonight.
I told you a few years ago that the radicals, the leftist, the anarchists, the communist, the socialist, and the Islamists would all work together. Whether they were calling each other and planning stuff or not didn't matter. They would all see each other as brothers, and they would see the opportunity to rally around each other and help each other out, thinking, well, they're not so dangerous. I'll finish them off after we finish these guys off. And I told you that they would work together, and that was insane. Well, let me give you Chris Cuomo last night, CNN. Listen to this.
And talk about Antifa. I've watched them in the streets protesting in different situations, okay? There are certainly aspects of them that are true to a cause. That is a good cause. They want social justice. They want whatever.
Stop. Antifa has some good causes. Could you please play what Biden said about Trump yesterday? This is the audio.
You know, and then many on the alt-right and this president, when they were confronted by decent, honorable people who had the courage to stand against this hate, and violence ensued, the response when he asked, what did he think? He said, quote, very fine people on both sides.
Okay, stop. That's clearly not what he said. That was not the intent. We all know that Donald Trump just shoots from the hip. But is there a difference between Chris Cuomo saying that Antifa has some really good causes and he's watched them and there's some really good things and some really fine people? What is the difference? Oh, I know. One is working for socialism and revolution and... And the other is just a hate group, period. Oh, but they're also working for social justice and socialism.
It's amazing how fast this has happened and how far we've come. But there's another example of it this past half hour. We're talking to the to Marion from the Victims of Communism Memorial, and you asked him about his organization, and he said something that really struck me as amazing, that the Victims of Communism Memorial, this group that comes on the air and says, hey, 100 million people were murdered by evil communists, basically, that socialism and communism are bad, that mentioned democratic socialism in the same breath, as you heard, with socialism and communism, as Nazism. We traditionally understand them, and Nazism in the same conversation as well. That group was created by a unanimous act of Congress in 1993. A unanimous act of Congress. Wow. 25 years ago.
Wow.
Think about that. That wouldn't even pass today.
No.
You'd be lucky to get 100 yep. votes for that thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
In the House and in the Senate, you might get, maybe you'd get the Republicans. Maybe. I don't even know anymore.
We can't even decide if Venezuela is good or bad. Mm. Here's Jason to bring us up to speed on tell us what happened and what we're looking for next.
So yesterday, Guaido clearly jumped the gun, it seemed like. He wasn't expected to start this whole, I don't know what you call it at this point, this, you know, this day of uprising or, you know, demonstrations until I think the 2nd, so tomorrow. But he ended up starting it yesterday. He started it at a Air Force base just east of Caracas. And it was clear that he did have some military support. I counted at least around 15 to 20 soldiers that were helping them try to take that base. It appeared that they did take the base for a time, but then I think that they eventually got pushed out. And it was kind of amazing, really, all over Caracas and really all over Venezuela. You saw police that used to be loyal to Maduro were actually arresting certain military units. And you can kind of start to see why Maduro was feeling nervous at this point. And like we said before, he didn't come out at all during the day. He stayed cooped up in the palace, did not go out on the media. Didn't he actually go out on media till later that evening when he kind of assumed that, OK, maybe I've put this down, which apparently seems like he has for the meantime. Guaido has gone on national TV as early as this morning to say that, or not national TV, but social media, to say that he's calling for even more protests, what he's calling Operation Liberty, to commence today. He's expecting and hoping that this is going to be even larger than it was several weeks ago. So we'll see. But if yesterday is any indication of how things will go, they actually, as you were mentioning before, were purposely running people down in the streets with armored vehicles.
I couldn't believe that that was seen on Venezuelan television.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bloodlust. How does anybody in Venezuela think that they're on the right side when that happens? And let me play this. This is another piece that I just could not believe was on MSNBC. Play MSNBC Venezuela coverage.
With the help of Russia and other outside forces, Maduro is hanging on.
Not only hanging on, but he appears to still control the military. You have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that is open to everybody. So if the military have the guns, they have the power. And as long as Nicolas Maduro controls the military, he controls the country.
Those rights were taken from the Venezuelan people by Hugo Chavez for their own good, for their protection, just to make sure that all the kiddies are safe. How does this country expect to win? What is at stake for the people that go out into the streets today?
Everything is at stake. That's what I was yesterday when they started this. Guaido wasn't even trying to hide. He was out there looking like a field general, almost telling people what to do. And they were, armed soldiers were guarding him. Everything is at stake. This is all or nothing. You really think they're going to let this guy remain after inciting what he was hoping to be, what the government's perceiving as a coup? No, they're not. I mean, and anyone that sides with him, the military people, the people in the streets, everything is at stake at this point. This is no longer just if you want to call it a violent protest.
Why is Russia involved in this?
Russia's got a lot at stake. They've got a lot pinned on oil contracts. They have a lot pinned on loans that they've given them, mm-hmm. financially speaking.
So does China.
Can we play this clip from CNN and Mike Pompeo yesterday?
Sure, yeah.
He's on CNN. He's talking about what's going on. It's, seemingly a normal interview, which you'd expect of the Secretary of State. And then he lets this little nugget come out. Listen.
It's been a long time since anyone has seen Maduro. He had an airplane on the tarmac. He was ready to leave this morning, as we understand it. And the Russians indicated he should stay. we think the situation remains incredibly fluid. We know that there were senior leaders inside the Maduro government that were prepared to leave. They told us as much over the past few weeks, and we're convinced that the Venezuelan people are going to get their democracy back.
So if you say he was getting ready to head over to the airport and the Russians talked him out of it, are the Russians responsible now for what's going on?
We've made clear all along, Wolf, that Maduro is surrounded by Cubans and has been supported by Russians there in Venezuela. And we've told the Russians and we've told the Cubans that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to starve people. It's unacceptable to allow sick children not to be able to get their medicine. The nations of the region, the Lima Group, the Organization of American States are all demanding that we get democracy restored and that we get dignity back to this once great nation. It's a country that has the capacity for great wealth, and the United States is prepared to stand with the Venezuelan people to support the interim government, to help a free and fair election take place, and then to build back this country.
If this reminds me of Vietnam and Korea. We went in there because it was on the southern border of Russia and China, and we wanted to destabilize those guys, and we didn't want them to gobble up any more land. This could become a Vietnam kind of scenario for us, to where we're going in to defend this country because we have foreign powers that are trying to gobble this land up?
It's an interesting question. I don't see a military involvement in our escalation.
Boy, Marco Rubio is sure itching for that.
It's, and several of them have hinted at it. But it's just, it's not a good idea. The only thing I'm expecting is possibly a military blockade on the Cuban side. I don't think on the other side because China's involved. And I don't see us doing too much there. But there's 15,000 Cuban troops inside. That's estimated inside Venezuela. And they're the ones that are protecting Maduro right now. There was reports out yesterday that Maduro was surrounding himself with the Cuban military troops that are there because he didn't trust his own military yesterday, which is very, very telling. But that's what, when you hear people talk about the Cuban involvement, that's the Cuba's involvement. They have militias running around intimidating people, advisors, intelligence advisors.
Let me take a step back quickly and hit the idea that we just went through 2 years of the Mueller report in which the accusation was that Donald Trump was working with the Russians. I mean, listen to Pompeo. He is,
and John Bolton.
And John Bolton, both yesterday, coming out and saying, look, the Russians are a huge part of this problem. This is one of the biggest moments in the President Trump's administration. And in this moment, he is sending his top officials out to call out Russia specifically. He doesn't have to do that. There's no reason. Like that, he's sending a message specifically, which flies completely in the face of the narrative that he has been colluding with Russians the whole time. Again, I think a lot of times people just get, you know, Trump says all sorts of things. He says nice. He says Kim Jong-un is his friend, right? Like he says things all the time to position himself in the global world, you know, atmosphere. And try to make sure that everyone, he's negotiating all the time.
But there's one thing about Donald Trump, and that is he does love America. And he'll make deals with anybody, but not with an enemy of the freedom of mankind and the free market. I just don't think he would do that. You know, he is proud to be an American. And there's something.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Please, dear God. Mm-hmm. But there's something about that. But, you know, and he's also standing against socialism. He's also the clearest president we've had on socialism since Ronald Reagan. What he said at the State of the Union address is astounding. Just astounding.
Shouldn't be. Again, this passed a unanimous act of Congress in 1993 was not astounding to say that communism was evil at one point. Right now, I mean, apparently it's back in style. And what an amazing thing where tonight we have this special, Socialism, A Message from the Dead, warning about the past plans of socialists and communists to convert capitalist countries in just a couple of years.
And one of the examples is Venezuela. Into Venezuela, how it was flipped.
And then here we are in the middle of here are the Venezuelan people risking their lives to escape socialism while we're trying to walk into it. That's incredible. Why is that happening? Why?
It's insane. I've always been amazed at a lot of times when we do specials on this network, I've seen amazing, amazing things happen. When Dan and I went to Iraq, we featured Sinjar and why that wasn't being done. No one was doing anything about it. The day we aired the special, Sinjar was liberated. And Dan and I were like, okay, that's a little spooky. And then we as you said, we put in 2 months into this special. And then the day we're going to air it, Guaido is calling for the largest demonstrations they've ever had following the day where they almost, I think, they took a very important step of taking the military. I mean, and on May Day, for crying out loud, socialists rebel against socialism and communism on May Day, and we deliver the special. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
And it's also Netflix is running a special on Ocasio-Cortez and how these socialists are challenging the Democrats. They're not challenging the Republicans. This is an internal war with who controls the Democratic Party.
And you saw this, right?
I saw it. Yeah, I watched it this morning.
So is it really?
It's agonizing. It's amazing.
Typical fluff piece.
Well, yes, but no. It is. Do you remember Mr. Reagan, the guy who calls himself Mr. Reagan on YouTube?
Yeah.
And he did the deal where, you know, this is all a setup.
Yeah.
This was a casting call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you watch this documentary, yes. For instance, they have her with high-definition television cameras and wired for sound and everything, going in early in the morning to her bar where she's cleaning up and getting ice out of buckets and then deciding if she's going to run and then, you know...
What, that long going, ago?
Yeah, from the very beginning.
When she was a complete unknown.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. So pretty well coordinated, pretty well coordinated. Tonight... I urge you to watch this. Please watch this with your friends. We've made it available everywhere for free because the message is so important. But we also would ask you that you would subscribe to The Blaze. And we're giving you an extra discount of 20% off tonight because we need you. We are being demonetized. Steven Crowder is under attack. We'll talk about that more. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. GB2020 off is the promo code. GB20 off. All right. I think after you watch tonight's special, you're going to say, you know, I think I need to look at my food storage. I think I should look at my food storage. If your idea of an emergency and what to do is, well, first stop at the grocery store on the way home, you're probably not going to make it. I just want to throw that in. Whether that is a flood or, a fire or whatever it is, the grocery stores are empty. You need at least a 3-day supply of food. You don't want to see our country look like Venezuela with the empty shelves. But if you're ever in a big snowstorm, you've seen it already. You need to make a plan to prepare. A practical way to start is food storage right now. My Patriot Supply is who I've been using food storage for a long time, and I urge you to call their number right now, 800-200-7163. They have a special going on right now. Start with a 2-week emergency food kit that's at a special price. You'll save $62 when you go to the website, preparewithglenn.com. That's 2 weeks food storage. You save almost $65 at preparewithglenn.com. That's preparewithglenn.com. Boy, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Are we really going to fall for this again? Listen to this congressman yesterday about Medicare for all.
People aren't going to lose their health care with Medicare for all. I mean, you would actually get to keep your doctors and go to your hospitals that you currently have. The only difference is you wouldn't have to deal with insurance companies. Mm. And I don't know about you, but that's not my favorite thing to do when I get sick.
You're not going to lose your doctor. You're not going to lose anything. No, you're going to keep... Are we going to fall for this a second time? Are we this stupid and short-sighted?
Yes!
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Venezuela is on fire. I cannot think of a time in history where there is a more clear message to people that something is really wrong and dangerous, don't go this direction, than what's happening in Venezuela right now. And yet we are clamoring for socialism as they are starving to death and fighting for their freedoms. We are throwing ours away and flushing them down a toilet. It is absolutely incredible. And if you stand up against it, you're a hate monger. You have no feelings. This is a remarkable system and a remarkable plan. And tonight we are going to show you a plan from the dead. It is something that the Soviets worked on and actually used in 1948 to flip Czechoslovakia. They did it in 3 years. I'm not saying that they used this secret plan here in America, that somebody is coordinating with this, but when I show you this plan, whether they know it or not, they are following it to a T, and time is running out. But even getting this special on the air is difficult. And I want to talk to you about that and your role and your voice in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
not everyone can have the incredible physical appearance of Glenn Beck naturally.
I work hard on this.
Yeah.
No. You know how many bags of chips I need to eat to look like this?
Really?
Oh my gosh. I spend hours eating junk food.
Wow. That's the dedication. People just don't. People don't cover it.
You want turkey neck? Cover it. I got turkey neck. Well, I can help you with that.
If you have turkey neck, you got sagging jawlines, double chins.
I got them.
You got all of them?
I got all of them.
You're perfect.
I got them. Well, I started with double chins. I'm going for the third.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right.
If you have those issues, or if you just want your skin to look great all the time, you probably love Genucel.
It's not all that. It's really not all that. After a while, nobody looks at you, so it doesn't matter what your skin looks like.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't go down the Glenn Beck path. Right. I'm just going to say maybe you
excise like, good
that.
God, here he comes. Look away. Look away.
There's a great Mother's Day sale going on with Genucel. In fact, my mother loves Genucel products, not as much as she loves me.
And I look
but
at your
mom.
But
then again, I'm awesome.
I look at your mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't look at your... I don't... That's weird.
You
sorry,
don't.
I'm going to shut up.
Please stop talking.
Yes.
Please stop talking. Think about socialism. Just think about socialism for just a second. Jawline treatment from Genucel. It's formulated with MDL technology. My mom uses it. She loves it. And it's a great Mother's Day present. And I will say, for moms, perhaps you don't have a wonderful son like me. Maybe you have a crappy son that's not going to get you something nice for Mother's Day.
Mm.
Treat yourself to Genucel. Genucel is having this big special. Only one more week. The Genucel Jawline Treatment is yours absolutely free when you order classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with
it's got me written all over it.
It does, actually.
I mean, these are Louis Vuitton eye bags.
I got connections.
But they are eye bags.
They are. With instant effects, they see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. This is a great thing for Mother's Day. Genucel.com, GENUCEL.com, or call 800-577-8709. Plus, you get a surprise Mother's Day premium gift with all orders. 800-577-8709, or visit Genucel.com, GENUCEL.com.
Justin Haskins is with us. He's the executive editor of the Heartland Institute, somebody who has been on my radar for quite a while. And I went up to CPAC and I intentionally tried to sneak in on a panel and watch him. Unfortunately, it was a smaller room. And so he saw me, and I hope I didn't throw you off at all, but you were fantastic.
Thank you. You're very
fantastic.
Sneaky, by the way.
Am I? Yeah.
You are really sneaky.
But you were truly fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And so we've talked several times, and I wanted to have you on today. And you're part of the special that we're talking about on socialism, because you have a book out that is, what is it? Socialism is Evil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Easy title to remember.
Yeah.
That's what I was shooting for.
It's pretty,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. And also, you are with StoppingSocialism.com. And I think we talked about this years ago on the air when you said you were doing something, or maybe I just talked about it.
I think you just imagined this.
Really?
But yeah.
I think I might have just talked about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You did talk about it.
Yeah. And you were just a guy who was... You know, you were a student, I think, at the time, and you were wanting to put up.
Yeah, this is something I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time. And so the past, really with the rise of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, I realized something absolutely had to be done right away. Like, we couldn't wait any longer. The country is going to disappear in 10 years if we don't do something right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we have.
So naturally,
10 years.
I made a website because,
yeah,
you know,
right.
That saves the world. That's
well, you know what? But I tell you, getting the word out about socialism. Because, you know, I was thinking about it last night, and I talked about it in hour one. And please, if you have children, please listen to the podcast today. You can listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look for the Glenn Beck Program podcast and listen to hour one, because I talk about how socialism is truly evil. I've tried to ban that word from my lexicon. I don't want to call people evil. I don't want to. But this is truly evil.
Yeah, there's no question about it at all. And I think one of the primary things that I wanted to get across to people, especially young people, is that this isn't just about economics. Economics are important,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just about economics. This is about morality. Even if you could create a society where you had socialism and it was actually effective and people weren't, you know, killing zoo animals to survive,
mm-hmm.
which is how it always ends up.
Mm-hmm.
it wouldn't matter because you would still have a highly immoral, evil system that imposes.
Why is it? Because it's easy to make the case that socialism is moral because you just want to feed people. You just want to help people. You want to make sure everybody has a job. You want to make sure that everybody has health care. So it's easy to make that it's moral. How do you make the case that it's evil and immoral?
I think that the chink in the armor for younger people, reaching younger people, is that younger people want to say that they support diversity. That's like the worst thing you could say about someone who's my age is that they're a bigot or that they don't support diversity. The problem with socialism is that you can't have diversity in socialism. It is impossible. It is literally tyranny of the majority. Mm-hmm. That's what socialism is.
Especially democratic socialism.
Yes.
Voting in slavery by majority rule does not make slavery just. It makes it slavery that you voted for.
That's right. Yeah, I think Benjamin Franklin said democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner.
Yes.
That's exactly what the situation is here.
Yes.
And so if you're a religious minority or in society, or you're a moral minority in society, and eventually everyone is a minority in society ideologically in some fashion,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't, in a socialist society, it doesn't matter what you want. All that matters is the collective. Collective becomes God. They decide what's right. They decide what's wrong. They decide which direction we should move in. If they decide we're going to have abortion, then we're going to have abortion. If they decide that we're going to have physician-assisted suicide, then that's what we're going to have.
And if they decide we're going to round up Japanese, we'll round up Japanese.
Exactly.
They decide we're going to have slavery, we will have slavery.
And if you oppose it, it doesn't matter. And not only does it not matter that you don't oppose it, you have to pay for it. You have to be a part owner of it.
This is what's crazy is, you know, the people don't like capitalism because they think that capitalism is so evil because it does all of these things. But you're not forced to buy stock in Exxon or to buy gasoline or to buy whatever it is you don't like. And if it's truly immoral and hurting people, killing people, you know, whatever it is, if it truly is a detriment, you can work through the government to get those things corrected. There is a police officer to run to. But if that system is taken away, all those capitalistic tools are then just brought into the government. So now you have to own it. You have to be a part of it. You cannot call the police because the police are part of it.
Yeah, we were talking about this with Medicare for All just a minute ago. I mean, how many people are employed by the medical insurance industry right now? If you were to get, basically what they're arguing is we're just going to get rid of all these insurance companies. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people at minimum that would be out of work and what would just now go apply at the government and hopefully work there. And we you know, insurance companies can be a pain in the ass. There's no doubt about it. But imagine going to the government with your complaints.
Right.
It would be much, much worse.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's not just with healthcare. That's the thing that we tend to focus on the most. But it's not just with healthcare. Look at the Green New Deal. Look at what they're trying to do with the Green. I mean, literally, the Green New Deal, the plan is, this is the plan. Let's destroy millions of jobs. And let's just create a bunch of new government jobs. And then the government's going to take care of you from the womb to the tomb. That's the plan. And it's crazy that anybody actually thinks it's a good idea to get rid of millions and millions and millions of jobs in the fossil fuel industry. Yeah. Across the board, gas stations. How would any of this work? They're just going to get rid of millions of jobs overnight.
Right.
Well, that's what they do. That is what socialists do when they take over. They have to destroy the people who are against it or who have run it. So you don't ever have experts running things because they're usually in the gulag or they're dead. Farming. When I heard Elizabeth Warren come out and say, we've got to break up big farms, my first thought was, wait a minute, that's food. And while I'm a small rancher and I own a small farm and I live in a community of very small farmers who do have to compete with these industrialized farms, you know what? As much as I don't like government getting, you know, giving bailouts and everything else to these government farms, let's not shut them down because you got nothing to replace it with. And that's what happens in country after country after country. They immediately go after these big farms and the farmers. They usually kill all of them.
Right.
And then the people who have no idea what they're doing go in and try to farm, and everyone starves to death.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? The government doesn't actually know how to manage any of these things that they want to regulate.
None of it.
But they're always talking about regulate. I mean, what... Again, the thing that I talk about all the time with younger people especially is look at the Postal Service. Look at Amtrak. That's just delivering mail and running the trains. That's it. And they can't do those things without losing billions and billions of dollars. Shouldn't you have to at least learn how to deliver mail without losing $3.9 billion before I put you in charge of the healthcare industry, which is like 13% of GDP?
Right.
I mean, but it just... they are so convinced that this is a form of charity that they don't care about the efficiency. That's why you have to make a moral argument against it, too.
But here is the amazing thing. And Justin, you did such a great job at taking the Green New Deal apart and talking about, you know, look, if you really believed this, why would you be talking about most of this stuff?
Right.
But if you look at the new Green Bill, in the actual bill, it talks several times about its goal is to flip our economic system to a system of environmental and economic justice or social justice. So in it, it talks about its main goal is to shut down capitalism and the free market.
Right.
And nobody's talking about it. Nobody. It's like, wait, you're writing that down.
Yes, they're not hiding it.
No.
I mean, this is a... I mean, I've been calling it a socialist Trojan horse. It's not even really a Trojan horse.
It's just right there.
It's just there. They're saying, hey, is this socialism? You guys want it or what? The reason it's sort of a Trojan horse is because the media won't tell people the truth about it. They don't talk about those elements of the Green New Deal. They only talk about the saving the planet part. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about the rest of it because the rest of it is crazy communistic, you know...
Right.
Crazy
authoritarian
stuff. Yeah,
stuff.
It's authoritarianism.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to talk about... We should stop using maybe the word communism and socialism and just start using the words authoritarian.
Yep.
Because
statism.
That's what it is. It's statism and authoritarianism. And people get caught up on socialism. No, that's not what we mean. Well, it doesn't matter what you mean. What matters is what they mean and what they write down. And it is authoritarian in its... plans and stated goals. Back in just a second with Justin Haskins. He is the executive director of the Heartland Institute. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Haskins. Also, his website, stoppingsocialism.com and heartland.com. All right, our sponsor this half hour is Real Estate Agents I Trust. Real Estate Agents I Trust was born, as all good capitalistic ventures are, out of frustration. I know the owner of this, and he was extraordinarily frustrated because he could not sell his house and he didn't even know how to find a good real estate agent. And this guy's not a dummy. He's done it a million times. I know him quite well because it was me. And I started doing work with the Wall Street Journal comes out with this 500 greatest, you know, real estate agents in the country. Every year they make this list. So I started doing some side work with some of these guys and started to get to know them. And I'm like, OK, so what makes a good real estate agent? Because I don't even know. I just, you know, that guy on the bus, you know, that guy on the has a sign on the bus. Honey, what was his name? We'll hire him. I don't know who to hire. You should be interviewing these people. So I started talking to them and like, what makes a good real estate agent? Well, we decided just to put together a service where we're just a connection service, where if you're looking for someone to buy or sell a house, if that's you and you need a great real estate agent, we'll help you find the best one in your area. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com for dummies like me who have absolutely no idea. This is your biggest investment. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there now. 10 seconds, station ID. So, Justin, I want to talk to you a little bit about an article that you wrote about social media and Facebook with this in mind. I made the decision. This took us, this special took us, I can't even tell you how many thousands of dollars this has cost us in 2 months of labor. All the man hours. And I made the decision to do it for free because I wanted the biggest audience possible. This word has got to get out. And we make a very good case tonight, as you will see, that we're on the edge, man. This is it. I mean, we're up to a place to where it's like 1 o'clock. It's closing time. So I said, let's put it out for free. We're going to no commercials in it. It'll run 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours. It'll be on Facebook. It will be on YouTube and it will be on Blaze TV. While I'm rehearsing, I hear the producers all talking to the legal team, and the legal team is saying, you can't play that, or YouTube is going to flag you. We're going to be flagged like 50 different times tonight because of fair use. We take news clips and things and we use them. That's fair use. They're not targeting everybody else. They're targeting Steven Crowder is about to lose his YouTube page. The Blaze could lose its YouTube page for fair use. How can you have a mass audience if Netflix gives history to the Obamas, YouTube makes sure that you are silenced if you're on the right, and you can't get a mass to come behind a paywall? Because people really don't even know what you're doing unless they've subscribed. How do you do it? What are we facing?
Yeah, it's an existential threat to liberty. Facebook, 43% of U.S. adults get news on Facebook, and Facebook is the third most trafficked website in the entire world. And so they're controlling a huge amount of information. And when you add them with Google and you add them to YouTube and all of the others and Twitter and everything else,
and they're all the same.
Right. We're all these companies are all being run by socialists or by people who lean very heavily in that direction, at least progressives. And they want to silence us. They absolutely do. And so how do you reach that audience? How do conservatives reach that audience? It is extremely difficult to do, to reach regular people. I think we're at a point now where this needs to become a grassroots movement to try to push to push social media companies to actually allow free political speech.
Don't think they're going to do it.
I, to be honest with you, I don't think they are either. I think it is the most significant threat that we're facing right now. Because
I think we are so close. I mean, the one thing that they have to do, a socialist country must silence dissent.
Yes.
And they're so close to it now. I mean, you know, they can silence pretty much anybody and everybody yawns.
That's right.
And it is as I sat there and I said, no, we are not cutting those pieces. I don't care what YouTube says. We cannot cut those. How can you make the point if right. you can't show the film of those people saying and doing those things? And it is, it's maddening. It's maddening. We are headed for insanity. Please, I ask you that you watch this tonight. It is on Facebook. It is on Twitter. YouTube. And it is on our platform, blazetv.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. If you're a fan, I don't care if you don't like me, you just love Steven Crowder, subscribe. Steven Crowder is about to lose his YouTube page, and the Blaze will not be far behind. Please subscribe. Join us tonight for free, and if there's anything of value, great, subscribe. If there's nothing of value, then don't. You know, you can even sign up now and cancel your subscription tomorrow if there's nothing of value. But please help protect voices that are being silenced. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. If you use the promo code GB20OFF tonight, today, you're going to save 20%. GB20OFF, blazetv.com/Glenn.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
okay, we wouldn't use a postcard to send our taxes into the IRS because it's madness. Now, I don't know about you. I would have 20 years ago, I would have put my Social Security number on a postcard and I would have thought, who cares? Now, what is anybody going to do with that? Now, it's crazy. It's crazy. The same thing is happening with public Wi-Fi. It's a postcard. Yeah, it's password protected. It's no. You are, it's like licking a public toilet seat. Don't do it. Don't do it. You need a VPN. That's a virtual private network. What you need is a way to make sure there's a firewall that nobody can track you. Norton is they're the company that has been keeping us safe online for a long, long time. It's a name we trust, Norton.com, Norton.com/VPN. Now for about $3 a month, you get a virtual private network, a VPN. All you do is you download the app, you put the passcode in one time, and then everything else just loads and you're on a VPN. Okay? It's Norton.com/VPN. Go there now, Norton.com/VPN.
As Venezuelans risk their lives to escape socialism, we run into it. Watch for free tonight, Socialism, A Message from the Dead. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, YouTube, Facebook, blazetv.com, GB20OFF is the code.
You know, I'm just, we're sitting here with the executive editor of the Heartland Institute. You can find it at heartland.org and stoppingsocialism.com, Justin Haskins. How old are you, Justin?
I am 31 years old.
31. We were just talking about his video going to campus. And what were you talking to people on your video?
We actually went to Students for Liberty's annual conference, me and Donnie Kendall, who does these presentations with me. It was a presentation called Socialism is Evil. Mm-hmm. And we gave this presentation at this Liberty Con in Washington, D.C. And we took a video clip of the last 3 minutes of it, of me giving a speech saying, hey, socialism is evil. Don't go this way. This is going to be a disaster. And we put it on Facebook.
And a lot like what I saw you do in Washington, D.C.
Very similar.
Yeah,
yep.
Very funny. Fact-driven.
Right. It was, and people loved it. It was great. We got a great reaction for it. Put it on Facebook. Put it on all sorts of social media. Tried to advertise it on Facebook. And when I did that, I suddenly, without any warning, got banned from Facebook. Not my account, but the advertising account. Totally and completely banned.
You cannot advertise at all on anything in Facebook.
For 2 months after I appealed it 7 times, couldn't get anything reversed, couldn't get an explanation for what it was until the very end they told me, hey, your ad was misleading. You know, it was basically in the same category as diet pills and things like that.
What was your ad saying?
The ad was literally just a 3-minute clip of the end of the speech. That's
which
all
is
it
just
was.
Saying that
socialism is evil. Don't go that direction. Support individual liberty. There was nothing in it that was even remotely offensive or anything like that. They didn't like that, so they shut my account down. I wrote an article about it. It was published, and a couple media outlets picked it up. And then the next day, after 2 months and 7 or 8 appeals, Facebook said, oh, it's just a mistake. We'll fix it. Don't worry. And so
they placate. They only pay attention when it catches enough attention.
Right.
They're eating all at the edges right now. But as soon as they can eat all of those edges and they're gone, they'll start going after the big guys. And I'm seeing this. Steven Crowder. I mean, we are now number 2 behind Fox. Our theblaze.com is now number 2 behind Fox in all conservative media. That's astounding. Now the gap between us is huge, but still we're the next in line. They are now going after Steven Crowder. They're going after, I think I've been flagged, I think 50 times in the last week. Steven Crowder he's on his third strike now. And I'm not sure he's going to keep his YouTube platform. That is gigantic for Steven Crowder because that's where young people get their entertainment. They're not watching news. They're not watching Fox. They're not watching cable. They're not watching television.
Right.
They're watching YouTube. And I honestly, because we had the attorneys yesterday going over, you know, the show as we were in rehearsal yesterday. And they were saying, we've got to cut this, got to cut this, got to cut this. And I'm like, no, we're not going to. It's fair use. And they said, you could be flagged. We could be taken off in the middle. Steven Crowder was taken off in the middle of the broadcast.
Yeah. No, it's terrifying. And they're terrified of Steven Crowder, frankly.
Yes.
And yes, they're terrified of people like Steven Crowder because they know the only way we turn the ship around is to reach young people.
Yes.
And they don't want us reaching young people.
Correct.
And so that's our only hope. I mean, we're on the edge of the cliff. And the only chance of surviving, literally the only chance, is to go and talk to young people and to explain to them why this has never worked, why 167 million people over the last 100 years have been imprisoned or exiled or murdered by socialist and communist parties. They don't want that message getting out. And so they will do anything to stop us from reaching younger people. And that's exactly why they're going after people like Steven Crowder and other young people like that, because they don't want that message getting out to them. And they know that people like Steven Crowder can sit down in a room with these people and have a conversation with them in a way that someone who's 50 or 60 years old can't do. It's just not the same. Younger people relate to younger people, and they know that. So they're terrified, and they're trying to silence people like that.
Tonight's message, I'm painting a very accurate picture, I believe, but we're using a document that we found that was written around 1950, and it was written by a communist historian in Czechoslovakia, basically how we did it. And it was smuggled into the United States from behind the Iron Curtain and then lost for years, and nobody paid attention to it. And you look at it, it is five steps to it. I mean, it's very detailed in those five steps, but the five broad steps, they flipped Czechoslovakia, which was a very successful, thriving, successful economy, free market, freedom of, you know, conscience and freedom of speech, all of those things. It survived Nazism. It comes back. It starts thriving. And they do this in 3 years. They flip it authoritarian socialist. And this is how they did it. And we're looking at it. All five steps are being done. We're there. I last night after rehearsal, because we've been in this for so long, and last night I finally got all of it together and started rehearsing all of it together. And I got to the end of it, and I was overwhelmed with, we're there. It's no longer time for people to go, well, I'm not sure where I said. No. This is it.
Yeah,
this thing could flip overnight.
Absolutely. We were talking during the break about how polling shows among younger people, support for capitalism in 2010 was 68%, said that younger people, 18 to 29, said they have a favorable view of capitalism. In 2016, that had dropped all the way down to something like 57%. So it would dive by like 11 points. And now in 2018, when they did the same poll, same exact survey, same exact pollster, everything, it's now down to 45%. This is a death spiral. Younger people have completely abandoned capitalism because they don't really understand what it is.
Yeah, and because at the same time, the same people who say they're for socialism, when you talk to them about the free market or entrepreneurs, what are the numbers?
Yeah, they're much higher. They're almost 90%.
90.
Right.
Capitalism is 48%, 90% for the free market. Well, what the hell is the difference? That shows nobody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, nobody knows what they're talking about. And it's because socialists and left-leaning people, progressives, have been running the education system in the country since really the 1960s, beginning in the 1960s going forward. And people are completely ignorant about the history of socialism. In my generation, you know, I don't remember the fall of the Berlin Wall. I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
No,
that?
Of course not. I was born in 1987. I don't remember that. And so my generation doesn't remember Mao. It doesn't remember Ukraine. It doesn't remember the Iron Curtain. It doesn't remember any of that. We weren't around for it.
Maybe I recommend one of the best ways to catch up on the history of the fall of the Berlin Wall is the movie Atomic Blonde, starring
it's a documentary,
Charlize Theron.
Right?
It's an incredibly important documentary, and I encourage
it actually,
everyone to
watch if you watch it and you're my age,
oh, it's so
it
good.
Is so good because it's like a time machine. It just captures that time period so well. And you're like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. I forgot what that was like.
I showed up for Charlize Theron, but really wound up really enjoying the movie quite a bit.
Yeah, I did too. I showed up for the you put her in a bathtub and
right.
and even ice and all bruised. I'm still like, okay, all right, I'm okay.
But that was that was actually really, really solid.
Really
movie.
Solid.
And
movie.
I think there is that gap of people just don't even remember it. I mean, we were talking about this. People who were born for this last election, you know, have no memory of not only the Soviet Union, which is now an old observation, but 9/11. They have no memory of 9/11.
People
who
are
voting in 2020, 18-year-olds will not be alive. I know I'm doing a lot of math here for you. Will not have been alive when 9/11 occurred.
When somebody says "Make America Great Again," they can't relate to that because America has always been post 9/11. That think of that. That's not America. We put the Patriot Act in.
Right.
That's not America. It's not what I'm fighting for. I don't want a world where we have secret courts and all of that stuff. That's not who we are.
Yeah, that's all I remember. That's literally been my whole life. I mean, the first president I remember is Bill Clinton. And after that, it's George Bush. It's Barack Obama. It's big government all the way down. It's spying on your neighbors. It's all kinds of things that it's the Republicans fighting with the Democrats to try to be a little less progressive. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, can we rein in the progressiveness a little bit?
Right.
I mean, that's it. There's very few people in Washington championing freedom on any real sense.
Very few. So you're looking at the situation, and I think one of the last signs is, and this is something I talked about when I was at Fox when you were, I don't know, four, and I said, they want to tell you they're socialists. They're proud of it.
Yeah.
They want to tell you about Marx. They believe it. And one of these days, they're going to take their masks off because it's going to be okay. And they want to tell you. We're there. But that's the place I described as endgame. When they take the mask off, they believe that only their arrogance could collapse them. They may have misjudged how many people are behind them. How many people do you ever hear from Democrats that are or young voters who usually would vote for Democrats that are saying, whoa, these guys are scary. They're a little too far.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh my
but
gosh,
the reason why I think is partly because they don't really believe it. When we tell them, here's what they support. Look at this bill. Look at this provision. What do you think this means? And they'll say, oh, no, that's not what they mean. What they really mean. I know that's what they're saying, but that's not what they mean. What they really mean is they want us to be like Scandinavia. That's what they want. They want us to be like Norway and those kinds of
countries.
But
what they're proposing is not like Norway.
That's right. But if you listen to Bernie Sanders, you're going to have a totally different perspective.
The guy, well, you can't relate. I was going to say the guy took his honeymoon in the Soviet frickin' Union. I mean, that guy, we should not be listening to him about good times. Justin Haskins, executive editor of the Heartland Institute. He'll be on our special tonight. Thank you so much.
Really
appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. You can follow him, stoppingsocialism.com, also heartland.org, or his Twitter account is Justin T. Haskins. Our sponsor this half hour is 1-800-FLOWERS. Mom might want some roses. Mom might want something really nice. Mom might want something that you didn't go, oh, crap, it's Mother's Day and it's Sunday. What is open? Quick, let me go to the gas station and grab some flowers. Mother's Day should be something a little more than just no, I remembered that this morning when I got up. Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than the biggest and the brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get ahead of the Mother's Day rush. You can get 30 for 30. That's 30 assorted tulips for just $30. Now, these are 30 assorted roses. That's also available, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to be just flowers. They got everything that you could possibly imagine. But these are 30 for 30 tulips that are available right now. Tulips from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak from the premier farms and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. Would you write this down? I've got to check and find out if they're from the Skagit Valley, which those tulips are unbelievable. Best outside of, Dutchland or wherever that is. Anyway, 30 assorted tulips. It's a communist country, I've heard. Anyway, 30 assorted tulips only for $30. An amazing offer, but it expires today. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter the code BECK. 1-800-Flowers.com. Code BECK. Offer expires today. I want to say a quick personal note. Thanks to my staff. Last night I said, I want to run credits after the night show because everybody's worked so hard, and everybody looked at me and went, Glenn, that means one of us have to make those credits. We're so busy. So just thank you to everybody on my staff for this. Thank you, Jason, for doing all this hard work and really spearheading this special tonight.
Glenn, I've been with you for multiple years. I'm telling you, if you have to watch the show tonight, because if you've been to any of Glenn's stage shows, and you've seen the performance there, that is what you're getting tonight. I remember watching you one time where you said, welcome to the next great awakening, and everyone erupted. And I was like, it sent chills. I got that impression last night watching you rehearse. The attention to detail, music on certain words. This is going to be amazing. You cannot miss it.
Don't miss this. The information is so important. You will not get this from mainstream media. You can watch it on YouTube and Facebook, and I pray that they don't turn us off halfway through, which they can. They just did that recently to Steven Crowder.
We're shooting high for this one. We don't want to get turned off in the middle.
Don't want to get turned off in the middle. But you can guarantee it won't be turned off if you join us at blazetv.com/Glenn. If you use the promo code GB20OFF, that's GB20OFF, you'll receive 20% off your membership. blazetv.com/Glenn.
And honestly, if you want to continue getting these types of shows, I mean, this is... You can watch it for free, today. So we would definitely encourage you to do that and subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow on Facebook, because that's very helpful. But if you want to get more of this stuff, the best thing you can do is subscribe to The Blaze, blazetv.com/Glenn. Because
I guarantee you we're not going to be monetized tonight. There won't be an interruption. We're not sending any commercials out. YouTube will not interrupt us for monetization. We are demonetized on everything we do. There's no way for us to make money like everybody else does on the left. And Netflix, while they're doing history specials with the Obamas, who, as Michelle said, Barack knows, we are going to have to change our history. While that's happening on Netflix, and Ocasio-Cortez has her special on Netflix today, we're fighting just to stay on a platform. We really need your support, and it's not just us. It is all of us. I'm telling you, Steven Crowder may lose his YouTube platform. If that happens, that's a massive blow to the cause. And we need your support at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20OFF, GB20OFF, and you'll save 20% today and tonight only. And we will see you live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Blaze TV at 8 p.m. Eastern. Socialism, a warning from the dead.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.